Blog Talk Radio.
Happy Mother's Day and welcome to the Voices of Integrity Beauty. My name is Roberta Michelle Slaycon and I am the founder of Motivation for You and its division, Integrity Beauty Women of Excellence. Integrity Beauty Women of Excellence is a unique Christian ministry for women that includes pageantry, motivational speaking, and advocacy. And our program utilizes members' life experiences to enhance the lives of others and it increases the participants' self-confidence and passion for Christ. Integrity Beauty is not a beauty pageant. It is a Christian pageant ministry that uses the crown and the sash as a tool to empower women to know that they are daughters of the King. Our crown and sash is used as a trademark of Miss Helen Albert, our visionary, which also represents that though we may be broken in God's sight, we are His princesses. Today we're going to do a special edition of Voices of Integrity Beauty, Mother's Day edition, which started last year with our 2014 and 2015 Woman of Ambition, Aretha Cowden. So we're going to keep tradition going, and this year we're going to start with 2015 Miss Marilyn Jackie Walters, and today she's going to have her daughter, Andrelle, on the radio with us today. Hi, Miss Jackie. How are you today? Jackie, you there? I hear someone. Miss Jackie. Andrelle, are you on the phone? Okay, well, until they say hello, we will just keep on talking then. Okay, things like this happen all the time. It's no problem. So for Mother's Day, I'd like to wish my mother a happy Mother's Day. She finally came home from the nursing home after going through therapy because she fell and she hit her back. So she just got home the other day, and now my mom is home and she's well. So we'll see now if Miss Jackie's on the phone. Miss Jackie, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Miss Roberta.
Hi, Miss Jackie.
Hi, Miss Roberta.
I tried saying hello. I'm not sure if your daughter's on. I hear noise in the background, but I wasn't sure.
That's just the TV.
Okay. Is your daughter on, too?
Booby, come here for a minute. Yeah, she cooking.
Oh, okay. Well, happy Mother's Day to you, Miss Jackie.
Say hello, Andrea.
Hello.
Hi.
That's
happy
my
Mother's
daughter.
Day. Hello there.
Thank you.
So, Miss Jackie, what would you like to share today?
Well, what I would like to share today is that I finally found my father's daughter and my half-sister, and she is the best Mother's Day present I could have ever gotten this week. And I'm just ecstatic and overwhelmed about that. She came to see me after she got out of church, but she had to go because her children had planned an outing for them. But we'll catch up again. I had put our picture on Facebook.
Well, I'm happy for you. I think that's absolutely wonderful. So how long did it take you to find her?
Well, really, I didn't find her. My ex found her for me, and I didn't come to find it out until the other day. And he texted me her number, and she evidently, when I got ready to call her, she called me. So that's how that went. We must have been on each other's mind for all of that to have taken place. But I'm just glad to have her back in my life and, you know, irregardless of how things went in the past, because it really wasn't our fault that we broke up. It was circumstances that intervened that, you know, broke us up like that. But I'm not going to go into all of that. I am just glad that she found her way back into my life, and we already agreed that we're not going to let outside negative forces break our relationship up again.
Amen, amen. So
yeah.
What would you say for moms that are looking for family members? Ms. Jackie, how would you say for them to handle that or how to go through it, Ms. Jackie? What would you suggest?
If they're looking for family members, to never give up and never and to keep trying until you get through to them. You know, that at the end of the day, and it was said at my grandmother's funeral, and I'll never forget it because, like you know, I lost her 4 weeks ago. But it was said at the end of the day, I don't care what may go on in your life, how mad you may get at each other, you know, you may fuss, fight, scream, whatever. At the end of the day, you're still family, and you should never lose touch, regardless of what the circumstances are. And even if you do lose touch, you still should try reaching out, be the bigger person. Don't let family, you know, don't let the sun go down, like God said, on wrath, feeling wrath for somebody, not even family, because sometimes things happen that's not under our control, you know, that could take that family member away, and then you'll never be able to mend fences with them again. And me and my sisters was not angry with each other. It was, like I said, due to outside forces that broke us up. When we found each other again, I had to pull over in my car and cry because of the simple fact, even though I lost my granny, God knew that I needed more family in my life, and he brought her back to me. And this time, it's going to be different because both of us go to church, both of us worship the Lord. And the ironic thing about this whole situation, she's single and I'm single. You know?
Oh, wow.
So, and she was married for 6 years. I was married for 13. But like we said, circumstances came in between our marriages, and now we're still single, but we're waiting on our God-fearing mate to come if it's God's sole desire for us to have one. And if not, that's okay too, because I'm okay with my single life right now. I'm 50 years old. I do pageants. I work every day. You know, I have 2 grown children and a grandson. I'm happy with how my life is going. Now, if God send me a man that can add to my joy instead of taking away, I'm all for that too. But I'm just happy that I have my daughter with me today. You know, she cooking dinner for me and everything. So I'm cool with how things have happened for me, Miss Roberta. I've been on a high, not to be funny, ever since my sister called me. It's been, I have not seen her and I have not heard from her since 1998. That's been a long time. That goes to show that's been a lot of space and time between us. And I'm just ecstatically glad that God saw fit to bring her back when he did just before Mother's Day. Because like I told my ex, that was the best Mother's Day gift that he could have given me out of everything that has happened between me and him.
Amen. Now, Miss Jackie, is there anything your daughter would like to share today for Mother's Day?
Well, she cooking right now, Miss Roberta. So mostly she said, "What is it anything that you would like to share on this Mother's Day?"
Oh.
That's my chair.
Oh, that's cute. And I'm just grateful that I got my mom and that I wouldn't trade her for nothing. We may have our ups and downs, but at the end of the day, she always there for me. And the last 3 years since I've been sick, she's been still taking care of me like a mother would. And she didn't trade me in or, you know, delete me out of her life because I couldn't work or anything anymore. She's always been supportive. And that's what everybody needs to understand, that you only get one mom. And you can't get another one. It's irreplaceable. It's something you can't buy and it's something you can't fix. It's just something you're brought into.
Amen, amen. I was going to say on top of that, too, for a lot of people, another thing, too, that you don't quite think about a lot of times when we're young is that our parents age. And, like, with me, you know, my mother's older and I'm dealing with her health. And, you know, we don't think about when we're little, you know, that we're going to be ending up being the ones taking care of our parents. And I always say to my mom, I don't mean this in the way it sounds, but it makes sense what I'm saying is, you know, you took care of me the first 18 years. I'm going to take care of you the last 18. And it's
I'm
just,
on the phone,
it's
y'all.
Truth, though, it's hard. So I really, really appreciate you, Miss Jackie, bringing your daughter on today. And is there anything else you'd like to share today?
I'm sorry, Miss Roberta. Yes, it is. You know, I feel how you feel, because by me not having my mother on this, you know, special day, and just not too long ago losing my grandmother, it has taken its toll. You know, I shed tears today in church, you know, because Pastor, you know, gave a sermon for Mother's Day, and he lost his mother a year ago, so he basically knows what we're going through, the ones that have lost our moms and our grandmothers. But what I can say right now is that my mother and my grandmother played a big part in my life. They raised me the best that they could, and I just love them both. And I had put, like, a little video on Facebook yesterday. It touched me. It really did, because somebody else had put it up. And it had, like, Stairways Going to Heaven. And, you know, if we could do that, I would go and see my mom and my grandmother. Not that I would want to bring them back with me, because I know that's something that I couldn't do, but I would want them to see how I turned out, how proud they would be to see what I've accomplished in life, and even telling people that have lost family members or their mothers or their grandmothers, it's going to be okay. They're never forgotten. They're still a part of our lives. They're just in our hearts. We may not, they may not be with us physically, but they're here in our hearts. And Mother's Day is very powerful for me, because I really do still miss my mom, because I lost my mother when I had just graduated high school. So it was like a year after that she passed away, and that was a very, very hard time for me too. But Miss Roberta, all I can say is, like you said, you know, when we're little, we don't think about our parents getting older. We don't think about that one day we're going to have to be their caregivers, because they were our first caregivers when we were born, so they had to take care of us. So God, in turn, after we get, you know, after they raise us and go through the hardships of what they have to do to raise us, then it's our turn to return the favor and take care of them and be there for them. And
amen.
That's how I feel, Miss Roberta. I don't know how anybody else feels, because, you know, everybody aren't where we are, and especially if you're not a Christian, you're not going to be there anyway. So it is what it is. But I'm just so glad, Miss Roberta, that you could have me and my daughter on your Mother's Day show this year, and I'm sorry that we were the only ones that volunteered, but it's all good. You know, anything I can do for my God-fearing organization, I'm all for it, and I'm always going to be there. Me and my sister Aretha, you know, to pick up where everybody else won't do. So it is what it is.
Well, thank you, Miss Jackie. I really appreciate your time today, and I hope that you have a wonderful and blessed Mother's Day.
Oh, thank you, Miss Roberta, and I hope you have the same, you know, and enjoy the rest of your Mother's Day, you know, spend time with your mom, do with her, you know, all the things you want to do. I wish I could, but it's all good. I got my daughter here. My son is getting ready to go to work, so it is what it is with that, too. But I'm just grateful that you had us on. And,
no
and back
problem.
To you, Miss Roberta.
And thank you for coming on today, Miss Jackie.
Oh, thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Have a blessed Mother's Day.
You too, sweetie. Bye-bye.
Bye. I wanted to share a couple Mother's Day poems because my husband is not really battling, but I'm sure it's tough. I don't really ask him, but today would be a day that his mother passed away 2 years ago. So for those that are, you know, have lost their moms like Miss Jackie have, I just thought I'd share a couple poems before I close that I found. The first one is called You Were There. You were there when we took our first steps and went unsteadily across the floor. You pushed and prodded, encouraged and guided until our steps took us out the door. You worry now, are they okay? Is there more you could have done? As we walk the paths of our unknown, you wonder, where have my children gone? We are all is where you have led us. With your special love, you showed us a way to believe in ourselves and the decisions we make, taking on the challenge of life day to day. And where we go, you can be sure, in spirit you shall never be alone. For where you are is what matters most to us, because to us that's all that will always be home. The author's unknown. Another author known is wrote a poem called Mother. If I could give you diamonds for each tear you cried for me, if I could give you sapphires for each truth you helped me see, if I could give you rubies for the heartache that you've known, if I could give you pearls for the wisdom that you've shown, then you'll have a treasure, Mother, that would mount up through the skies, that would almost match the sparkle and kind and loving eyes. But I have no pearls, no diamonds, as I'm sure you're well aware. So I'll give you gifts more precious, my devotion, love, and care. And finally, another author unknown, to my mother. For all the times you gently picked me up when I fell down, for all the times you tied my shoes and tucked me into bed or needed something to put me first instead, for everything we shared, the dreams, the laughter, and the tears, I love you with a special love that deepens every year. To all the mothers out there, I wish you a very, very blessed Mother's Day. And to all of those who have lost their mother, try to find some way to continue on the legacy of your mother. If it's crocheting, or maybe there's a special flower that she enjoyed that maybe you could give it to somebody, buy some flowers and hand them out to people that are hurting. Maybe it's a special story that she liked to read. If you could go and even go to a children's home or somewhere and read the book to people, the story that she just loved, or even to those in hospice that are sick. Find some way to continue your mother's legacy. Even if there's somebody, there's a lot of us that have our adopted family that God has given us that are not blood. Still the same thing, like Helen Albert would be a mother in a sense to me. Find a way to continue their legacy. For me, it's just helping people turn their pain into purpose, just like Helen's motto was. And just do whatever you can to continue a legacy. If we don't continue to change the world will never change. To everyone out there, I wish you a very abundant Mother's Day. And to all the mothers out there, to all the future mothers, mothers carrying babies now. And just even if you know somebody that is a mom and maybe lost a child, if you could do something nice for them, pay it forward to them, would be surely great. And to Miss Aretha, thank you again for starting this wonderful idea for a topic of the Mother's Day edition of Voices of Integrity Beauty. Happy Mother's Day to you also, Miss Aretha. And with love and thanks, we'd like to thank you for taking the time to listen to Miss Jackie Walters. And if you have a topic you'd like Jackie to speak on, please feel free to leave comments. You're welcome to follow us on Blog Talk Radio. Join us on Twitter at Motivation for You, or please join us in our mission to heal hearts and inspire lives at www.MSIntegrityBeauty.com. If you have a message, Integrity Beauty does have the mission. And until next time, be a world changer. Happy Mother's Day.